Good morning. We're continuing Chayyad Mechel Shabbos, and we're learning the Klal Lamed, which deals with Malacha Tzedo. And we're looking at the Simon Beis. Sibar Shenichlus the Bayis Derech Aloina Pesuach. So a bird flew into the house through a window which is open. Avagav Sheinu Nitzit Shom. Even though after if you shut the window, the bird still has the whole room to fly around, and it's not going to be easily accessible. So it's not at the Raisa level of Tzedo. What is not permitted is to shut the window, or if there is a hole which it came through, one is not permitted to stuff up the hole to prevent the bird from escaping. So a person cannot do this seder mirabbanan the person is asked to do. But the Chayyim says that it would seem to me the following. There was man akor. When it is cold outside, it's very cold. The cold is coming in. This open window, the cold is coming in. That can be extremely uncomfortable. Or there's some other fear. It's or pain. The person's worried about if he leaves the door open, a ganavim can come in. A wild animal could come inside. It's not a safe area. So the person has some other discomforts involved. Rain's coming in. Mutalino imin kamenosu rak lahatzel min akor. So it's mutter to shut the window. Since the person's goal is not to try and trap the animal, the person's goal is simply to protect himself from this discomfort. There's going to be mutter. Kimen de ein boitzeda de reise. But the Chayyim has a caveat. This heter that we're saying, it's only concerned with the fact that we're not dealing with a terror level seder. The room is large enough that the bird is not going to be considered easily accessible and captured inside of the room. So the person is dealing with a seder de rabbanon, and since that's not the person's intent, that's going to be mutter to do that. Avagav the habib psikresha b'rabbanon, even though it's a psikresha of the rabbanon, it's going to be mutter. Now. So the question which we have is a few steps. Is the Chayyim saying that psikresha by the Rabbanon is mutter? Is he saying that psikresha by the Rabbanon normally is also, but this is an exception because of the malacha of tzeda? Is he saying that this is potentially possible by other areas as well? So that's very not clear in the Chayyim. However, the question whether psikresha by the Rabbanon is also or not is a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Dalet brings that the Ramah says there is an issur of psikresha by the Rabbanon. The Mishnah Berurah brings that multiple of the later Acharnim follow the opinion of the Ramah, including the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch Harav and others as well, Paskin like the Ramah, that psikresha by the Rabbanon is also. So that the Chayyim should be saying of her psikresha by the Rabbanon and his mutter, that would be uncomfortable to say so. So the Chayyim is going to agree that psikresha by the Rabbanon and his usher. But he's going to say over here, in this case, even so, it's going to be mutter. So why would that be? So one approach we said was this concept of the Rashba. So even though Chayyim is not applying it on a Torah level, say to, which the Rashba does, at least for the Rabbanon situation, we're going to say that it's going to be mutter. Because of in conjunction with the fact that there's tsar, so the combination of the tsar and the psikresha by the Rabbanon, we're going to be mutter it. But however, if the situation is a level of, it's the room is small enough that if it, not a bird, but other animals went in, they will be enclosed and entrapped in that room on a Torah level of entrapment. But that's going to be the issur that psikresha is also on Shabbos, even though Tamashenu Miskav, that's not the person's intent. He's not trying to trap the animal at all. He's not interested in the animal. He'll release the animal after Shabbos. But right now, it's Torah Shenim is coming, but it's a psikresha that he's going to say that it's going to be usher. It's going to be usher on Shabbos, since we're dealing with a level of tzeda, which is a deraisa.